Hey there, beautiful minds. Welcome back to Overthinking Detox Affirmations for a Quiet Mind. It's your girl, Laura Bennett here, and let me tell you, today's episode is hitting close to home. Ever feel like your emotions are running wild? Like they're doing a marathon in your brain, leaving you exhausted and tangled up in thoughts. We've all been there, trust me. But what if I told you there's a super simple way to untangle that emotional mess and find some peace? Journaling. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, another self-help tip, hear me out. Journaling isn't about becoming the next literary genius or analyzing every last thought. It's about giving those feelings a safe space to breathe, process, and ultimately let go. And trust me, it works wonders. Let's dive into five key takeaways that can transform your journaling from just scribbling random thoughts into a powerful tool for emotional well-being. First things first, think of journaling as a conversation with yourself. It's your private space to be honest, vulnerable, and completely unguarded. No judgment here. Just you and your pen or keyboard, if you're more of a digital warrior, unpacking all those messy emotions without feeling the pressure to make sense of them right away. You know that feeling when you just need to vent? Journaling is like having a super supportive best friend who never interrupts or offers unsolicited advice. Second up, remember there is no right or wrong way to journal. Free writing is your best friend here. Just let those thoughts flow onto the page without censoring yourself. Don't worry about grammar, punctuation, or even making complete sentences. It's all about capturing those raw emotions as they come. Think of it like a brain dump, get it all out on paper so you can start to process it. Third, don't shy away from the tough stuff. The really painful, uncomfortable emotions are often the ones we try to avoid talking about. But journaling gives us permission to face them head on. You know that saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Well, journaling can be like a lethal emotional gym workout, helping you build resilience and strength over time. Next up, try incorporating gratitude into your journaling practice. It might seem counterintuitive when you're feeling overwhelmed by negative emotions, but focusing on the good things in your life, no matter how small, can actually shift your entire perspective. Think about it. A warm cup of coffee, a hilarious meme that made you laugh, or even just the feeling of sunshine on your skin. These little moments of joy add up. Finally, remember that journaling isn't a magic wand. It takes time and consistency to truly reap the benefits. Don't get discouraged if you miss a day or two, we all do. Just pick it back up when you can and keep going. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're having a tough day, work stress is through the roof, traffic was a nightmare, and your favorite band just cancelled their tour. Ugh, right? You feel like you're on the verge of an emotional meltdown. But instead of letting those feelings spiral out of control, you grab your journal and write it all down. You vent about the day, express your frustration, acknowledge your sadness, you let it all out without judgment. And as you write, something amazing happens. You start to feel a sense of clarity and release. The weight of those emotions feels lighter, like they've been lifted from your shoulders. You're starting to see a pattern here, right? Journaling isn't about suppressing our emotions, it's about acknowledging them, understanding them, and giving ourselves the space to process them in a healthy way. So remember, beautiful minds, you are not alone on this journey. Journaling is your secret weapon for navigating those emotional roller coasters and finding your inner peace. Take a moment right now to reflect on what we've discussed. Can you see yourself starting a journaling practice? What emotions are bubbling up that you could start releasing in your journal today? Remember, consistency is key. Even 10 minutes a day can make a world of difference. Okay, my brilliant listeners, I want to hear from you. Share this episode with a friend who might benefit from it. Leave a review, let me know what resonates with you. And most importantly, keep those journals flowing. We're in this together, one mindful thought at a time. Until next time, stay curious and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.